What would you do with all that space? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. President Trump's town hall on NBC was like watching the cross-examination of a hostile witness. Under Savannah Guthrie's relentless questioning, he admitted he pays almost no income tax, talked about his mortgage payments, even defended his retweets.
Just this week, you retweeted to your 87 million followers a conspiracy theory. Now, why would you send a lie like that to your followers? You retweeted
it. That was a retweet.
He doesn't start the rumor or even understand the rumor. He just spreads it.
I just don't know about QAnon.
You do know.
No, I believe he doesn't know. He gets that the whole point of social media is to share stuff you haven't checked out. Anyway, so that was Trump. And then at the same time, on ABC, you had Joe Biden. And he was fine. But Biden... without Trump, it's Laurel without Hardy. It's Jerry without Kramer. It's Mac without cheese. And I'm worried because based on last night, I think it's objectively true that if Biden upsets Trump, it would mean that after January 20th, millions of Americans, millions, might go for days, weeks, possibly months without obsessing about or even knowing what the president just said. And for so many of us to suddenly have all that extra space in our heads would be uncharted territory. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.